Good evening, I'm Stephen Tracy. I'm a new person to the North Country full-time. I've been come up here for many years, since high school in the 70s. Love the area and decided to finally move up here. And part of the reason was I wanted to be on your side up here. I wanted to bring up a few things that I've heard tonight. I want to stretch them a little bit. There was the question of Brookfield buying things up and changing the whole shooting match later. I recently had a chance to go to Richardson Lakes in that area where Louise Dickinson Rich wrote her book, and they're buying up fast. So be alert, that could be happening. Also, I want to let you know that I belong to an organization that 2 years ago voted, and we discussed for quite a while at our state session at the Grange, that whether to have this at all, overhead, underground, or not at all. And it turned out to be a very strong, unanimous, none at all. And I will say that Northern Pass folks felt hurt. We want to come and talk to you. We want to change your mind. We listened. No change. We're still against it. So there's another voice in Concord for you there. And I'd like to close with my heritage is Native, and so I live a little closer to the earth. And I can hear the mother's heartbeat is crying for help as we keep pillaging and ravaging our mother, the flooding of Canada, among other things. So I would like to say, in our every deliberation, we must consider the impact of our decisions on the next 7 generations. And this is from the great law of the Iroquois Confederacy. And I say to those of you who do not fight to block this, go home and write a letter to your great-grandchildren and apologize for giving them a dead earth.